more runs on the mud tonight. I got me Parker. Looking for the crew, any muds will do. I got me Parker. Quite just really got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker. The kids are alright, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on glue. I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me mad. I only bought one because we made it. It's not a bit of fashion, I want to spend money. I spent punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I used to be a punk, but now punk song.
Yeah. Far one of the top most underrated love songs ever.
Yep,
that song is so beautiful.
It's a very nice song.
When you put it on the playlist, I was like,
ooh.
That is my favorite.
Yes, it is,
hands down. Otis Redding song. You did not.
I did. So
you did. Did you?
Maybe
you know now.
I know now.
No, it seriously is. But hey, Punks and Parkas, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome.
Guess who's here?
Hello.
It seems like you haven't been here in...
Well, because we haven't actually shown up here in ages. And whenever you were pre-recorded, I just kind of...
You just don't pay attention.
Yeah.
But you're here.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Hunter does stuff. What kind of stuff has Hunter been doing?
Stuff.
That's it. Welcome to our life, people.
Stuff and things.
Stuff and things.
Exactly.
Anyway, welcome to the show.
We're all here,
live in the booth. We got a fantastic hour of music, if that beginning is any indication. This is all you.
Yes.
What did you do, baby? What did you do?
It's Black History Month.
It is.
So I figured I'll take some of the innovative, the legends of soul, rock and roll, R&B.
It's so true. Everything stems from black music.
Yeah.
I've said this year after year, the show would not exist if it wasn't for black artists.
Yeah.
Because 99.9999% of the music I play has been inspired by or made by black artists.
Yeah.
So you went on the soul Motown funk route today.
Yeah.
Are you planning other episodes for the month, pray tell, Daniel? So I have to know if I'm ready to make a show set list.
I don't know yet. He is now. I am now.
So we started off with, it's so funny that we do, like, we always play three songs to open the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you started with Aretha and capped it with Otis, which is cool because those two have a bit of a history.
Yeah.
Not really, but so the song Aretha is most famous for, which wasn't the one you played, Think is what you played, which is fantastic, but the song Respect was, she made a huge hit.
Yes.
Hunter, stop it. Was actually an Otis Redding song.
Yeah.
Which not a lot of people kind of know. I take it for granted that people do know that, but yeah. Go check out the Otis Redding version. And it's neat because Aretha turned it on its head.
Yeah.
And made the meaning of the song more about a woman's strength and power.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah. But anyway, that was Think. Yeah, I'll think. In the middle there was River Deep, Mountain High by the incomparable Tina Turner with that other guy.
Yeah.
We'll just not speak about him. And again, finished it off with my guy. You're my guy, but like Otis. One of my favorite singers doing one of my absolute favorite love songs of all time.
The Otis Redding.
Otis Redding. Hunter, you were almost named Otis.
Yeah, you keep
if I would have won that fight, you would have been an Otis. But sadly, or maybe not. I don't know. You're not an Otis.
Yeah, he doesn't look like an Otis.
No, you're a Hunter.
Yeah,
we chose right.
I don't know,
but that's where it would have been. So, full show today.
Yep.
We got a lot of great music. We're going to have an interview at the 30-minute mark or so. We're talking to another crafty craft person who is bringing their wares to the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market.
Yep.
So we're going to be talking with one of the vendors.
Noise.
Which will be interesting. We're going to talk about the Lover's Vinyl Challenge that's going on right now.
Yes.
Talk about some other fun things going on in the city.
Yeah.
Daniel's like, okay.
Super fun thing.
Better start searching.
What's happening in the city? I don't know.
There's some things we can talk about.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to go into the music.
Yes.
Yes.
You lead us into this, honey, because this is all you.
Yeah.
The godfather of soul himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it is.
James.
Mother effin'.
Brown.
I'm back. Get up off of that thing and dance to do you better. Get up off of that thing and dance to do. Sing it now. Get up off of that thing and dance to you feel better. Get up off of that thing and try to release that pressure. Get up off of that thing and shake to you feel better. Get up off of that thing and shake to say it now. Get up off of that thing and shake to you feel better. Get up off of that thing and try to release that pressure. Get up off. Oh, good. Everybody ready? Follow me. Get up off of that thing and shake the juice. Get up off of that thing and shake the juice. Bring it now. Get up off of that thing and shake the juice.
dedicate this song to little Junior Parker, a cousin of mine that's going on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name by saying, I don't know why I love you like I do, after all the changes that you put me through. Used all my money and my cigarettes,
got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah. Say I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman that's good to me. Oh yeah, she says loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says loving early in the morning just for me. That's good to me.
never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
That is a little bit of Ray Charles here on Punks and Parkas 101.5 UMFM. So we are going to go live to the phone. So are you there with me, Carrie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Fantastic. So we got on the line Carrie. She is one of the fantastic vendors that are going to be participating in the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market, which is going on in April. So thanks for calling in.
Yes.
So I know a lot. I've been getting questions from people. They're like, what is a punk rock flea market? I think that's best defined by the vendors, right? Like the type of people that are selling stuff. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What can people expect to see from you at the punk rock flea market?
Yeah. So I am a witch. So that, first of all, is pretty punk.
Yeah.
But so I'm a witch. I do spell work. I do tarot readings and astrology readings. That is like my main forte.
Nice.
But I won't be doing readings at the flea market because I also, on top of that, sell crystals.
Ooh.
So I have crystals. I have crystal jewelry, bracelets, necklaces, keychains, ceramics. My mom is a really, really amazing ceramic artist, and she makes like ceramic ritual bowls.
Oh, cool.
For doing like new moon rituals or full moon rituals, and smoke bundles for like doing a smoke cleanse. Those are all kind of the things. I'm probably going to bring some spell jars with me.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. So all of my stuff is, you know, quite esoteric,
yeah.
A little dark and witchy, and
that sounds awesome though. It was so funny when you were saying like cleansing bundles. I'm like, oh my God, we just moved into a house. We need to smudge this house.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're gonna hook me up, I think.
Yes, and all of my smoke bundles are because I grow all my own herbs.
Oh, wow.
In the garden, so everything is homegrown. I dry it out myself. Like it's all, everything is very, very much like made personally, intuitively with a touch of magic.
That sounds so amazing. See, I love like a booth like yours, you wouldn't see that at a normal craft sale. So
no.
I'm super excited to
Like funny enough, I mean, I'm really excited for this because I do pop-ups and markets, but I have been rejected from several markets.
No. Boo.
It's okay. It's okay. But that's why I agree. Like, this, we need, like, a different sort of scene and aesthetic rather than the typical scene and aesthetic that is part of the crafting and
100%.
Market community.
Totally agree with you because there's a space for everybody. You just got to sometimes build it.
Exactly.
So, cheers to M for taking on this challenge.
Yes.
You have a social media, I'm sure, that people can go to and kind of get get an idea of what you're selling. Where can they find you?
Yeah, so I am Mama Bat Witchery on Instagram. I do have tons of resources on witchcraft, and I do like free tarot readings and lots of resources on astrology and stuff. So I'm Mama Bat or Carrie. But Mama Bat Witchery is my name.
Awesome.
And it's, that's me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I have such a, like, I have a love of like the dark occult and witchcraft and like all these things you're talking, and I'm like so excited.
I'm so excited too. I'm very much looking forward to everything that's going to be part of this event.
It's going to be fantastic. So it's going on in April 2nd. Tickets are on sale now. I think they're $5, which is totally reasonable. The venue is accessible, lots of parking, just good stuff, right?
All the good stuff. I'm and you know, good neighborhood, West End. All the good stuff.
It's going to be great. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us a little taste of what we can expect. I'm super looking forward to it. And we will see you there.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. Have a great night, and we'll see you April 2nd.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye. So that's awesome. I'm excited for that booth. You know my weird obsessions with like religion and occult. And so this is right up my alley. It was funny. I was looking at her Instagram earlier today, and I was like, ooh. So, yeah, Punk Rock Flea Market is going on at Valor
Community Center.
That's right. Thank you. I think of it now because I think of the soccer in Winnipeg. But, you're definitely going to want to check it out. Tickets are on sale through Eventbrite right now. $5.
$5. Good deal.
Good deal. We're going to have Middle Child we talked to last week.
Yep.
We're going to be selling and hawking some vinyl.
Yes.
We got some other crazy stuff.
And some other cool stuff.
Some other odds and ends. Yeah. Recently went through a vinyl 45 lot that we acquired and priced out some really crazy 80s 7 inches with the picture sleeve. So if that's your jam.
That's your jam. Come check it out.
Come check us out. If 12-inch promo DJ dance singles are your jam, bring a checkbook because they're not cheap.
We got some.
We got some. But yeah, it's definitely going to be a fantastic event. The first of many, hopefully. And we want you all to come out and support it.
Yep.
Our friend Maude Marty will be DJing at the event.
Nice.
Speaking of him, he's got a few events coming up.
Yeah, he's got a couple of next week.
Yeah, he's doing a lunchtime DJ at Portage of Maine, which is so funny because that's where I work usually. Yeah. But I'm working at home for now. So when I saw that he's doing this pop-up, I was like, God damn it. He's got the Red River City Soul Club group.
Soul Club.
Organization. Lots of fun stuff going on. He's also on The Face Radio, which we are now part of the Face family.
Yeah, our
Face.
First show was this Monday.
It was this Monday. Yeah. So there's us, there's DJ Nico. That was the one I was trying to remember. Couldn't think of her name. I get like mic fright, I think, sometimes. I get on the microphone, I have all these things in my head, and then I turn the go button on. Hunter, the go button.
The go button.
The go button.
The go pedal. And I just forget stuff. Yeah. But yeah, she's also on with Girl About Town. So you can catch us there.
Yep.
Lots of great shows. Songs. We played some songs.
We did play some songs.
Started that set up with Mr. James Brown.
Yes, the Godfather himself.
The Godfather of Soul. Yeah. Get up off of that thing. Which begs the question, what is the thing that he's getting up? I don't want to know. Stevie Wonder after that with I Wish. Fantastic track by Al Green. Take Me to the River. Mr. Ray Charles.
And I Got a Woman.
Putting the Woman in the Kitchen. Dude! Whatever
yes,
it was.
I know,
it was of the time.
It was a different time.
Was that late 50s, early 60s, that one?
I think so,
yeah. Of the time. Yeah. So you were telling me something interesting over dinner today.
Yes.
You're like, I was?
Yes, I was.
You're going to be a volunteer, or you've signed up to volunteer at the Folk Festival.
Yeah.
So if anybody in the city is interested, now is the time to put in your application to volunteer for various Winnipeg festivals. It's that time of year. Kind of weird to think about it now.
Yeah, Folk Fest is launching their volunteer website right now.
I think Jazz Fest
will be soon, and then so will Fringe.
So if these are things that are, you can... you know, attest to how much fun it is to volunteer.
It's so much fun just to volunteer, just to
show up, get some free...
kind of behind the scenes, you know.
But let me tell you, do not be a punky 20-year-old to try and try and steal booze from Daniel.
That's right, because I will take you down.
Come home from Jazz Fest. I was like, how was your shift? He's like, oh, it was okay. Some 20-year-old punk tried to steal the beer, so I took him down. Like, what? But anyway, there's a lot more safer.
Yeah.
But no, for Folk Fest, I think if you want to volunteer, you were saying you can do...
Yeah, there's three different teams they have, Enviro, Traffic, and Security.
Yeah, so check out their website. I mean, just Google Winnipeg Folk Festival. You'll find it. You'll find it. Yeah, Jazz Fest is going to be popping soon. I found it's so funny. Postmodern Jukebox is coming to the city, and as part of Jazz Fest, which is hilarious because the first time I saw them in Winnipeg, it was part of Jazz Fest as well. That's definitely a show if you are into soul, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on it.
No, I
don't care if it's cheesy. It was one of the best live shows.
YouTube videos, and they're pretty good.
It's like I said to a friend of mine, it reminds me of one of those like 60 soul review shows when they used to have like 20 artists come on, you know, like a freaking tap dancer. Like it's amazing. So the three of us are going to go and check that out, but gives you a little hope.
Yes.
Because, you know, we're still in the throes of winter.
Yeah.
Albeit it's been mild.
And Festival starts next weekend.
That's the other one.
Yeah.
You volunteering for that?
No, I tried to, but I guess I got my application in too late.
Boo Festival. He would take down 20-year-olds stealing beer.
That's right.
we're kind of kidding.
Yeah.
You were gentle.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of ice sculptures around downtown.
Yes. Festival is a great time.
Yep.
It's nice that the weather is kind of cooperating. So definitely check it out.
Yep.
If you do bundle up.
Yeah.
What else? You got anything, Hunter?
Hunter, you got anything?
No.
Hunter says no.
Are you paying attention?
No.
I didn't think so. How's school?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You had a Good Samaritan incident this week.
Oh, yeah.
Hunter lost his wallet.
Yeah.
But somebody found it on the street and returned it.
Yeah.
Full of everything.
Cool. That was pretty nice.
There are still good people out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to go play on your phone? Yeah, he does. Should we play some music, honey?
Let's play some more music.
Yeah, I don't know what else to talk about.
No.
What's next?
Harlem by Bill Withers.
Oh, Bill. Oh, Bill.
And you know, Harlem is just around the street from Brooklyn, New York.
Which we were talking about today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is.
I guess I should press play.
Yeah, let's press play and get some music rolling.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. Love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Chaos for me.
He cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. Baby don't care for. He don't care for high-toned places. Liz Taylor is not his style. And even Liberace's smile. Something he can't see. Something he can't see. I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for. My baby just cares for. My baby just cares for me.
The lovely Nina Simone. Oh, she's so good. Again,
she's amazing.
Yeah, I can't recommend that Netflix documentary about her.
Yeah.
Amazing. Made me fall in love with her. Watch it.
Watch it.
So before that was, again, another guy who deserves a documentary.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye. What's going on? Ella. We love our Ella. With Get Ready, Bill Withers with Harlem.
Yeah.
That's the show.
That's the show.
Hunter, what are you doing?
Hunter, what are you doing?
Fixing the thing.
You're playing with your microphone.
No, I was fixing the thing.
Fixing the thing.
You've been called out on air.
I was fixing the thing.
I was fixing the thing. People are like, what thing? This is radio.
We can't see.
The mask on the...
We put masks on the microphone just to be safe, yeah. And that's what you're fixing, and it's really loud.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay. Everything's fine.
Awesome show, Daniel.
It is.
Daniel.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Woo! You highlighted some amazing black artists for Black History Month.
Yep.
Cool.
We got two more. We're going to try and squeeze in here. Mm-hmm. A song that, like, I love this version, but I think it's 10 Years After does an incredible... Is it 10 Years After? Who does an incredible cover of it? No, Vanilla Fudge.
Yeah, Vanilla Fudge.
Why was I thinking 10 Years After? Their cover is like, mwah, but this one's mwah, too. And then the amazing Gloria Jones.
Yes.
With a Northern Soul anthem to close off the show. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, I'm out. See you guys. Bye.
Wow. And scene. Anyway, we're out. Yep, have a great weekend.
Yes. See you guys all next
Here's
week.
Here's the Supremes.
Adios. I can do about it.